The ongoing construction of a 6,000-megawatt power dam on River Nile by Ethiopia has been a source of contention, especially from Egypt, that considers the River Nile as its lifeline. Egypt's concern remains that the operation of a dam by Ethiopia on the Nile will reduce the amount of water it gets, hence threatening its livelihood. Despite this, Ethiopia says that it will beat its deadline of finalizing construction by 2017, with the first phase of power production expected in 2015. The Foreign Affairs Minister of Egypt, Sameh Shoukry, is in Ethiopia for further talks on the Nile issue.
It was an occasion for all sides to demonstrate the level of confidence that has been built based on the meeting of the leaders in Malabo, and the interest of both sides to consider and to evaluate the situation from the perspective of the interest of the other.
Following tripartite discussions on the dam construction done by ministers from Ethiopia, Egypt and Sudan in Khartoum, it has been decided that two studies be conducted to ascertain the effects of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam under a six-month deadline. These are hydrological studies and transboundary environmental and socioeconomic studies.
This technical national committee will start its work very soon, especially by designing its scope of work and also identifying international consultancy firms to conduct the two studies in the next 6 months.
Egypt's contention against Ethiopia's dam construction emanates from colonial agreements where the British granted it an annual share of 55.5 billion cubic meters out of the 84 billion cubic meters of Nile water produced each year. Egypt has in the past rejected reports offered by Ethiopia to validate the dam construction on River Nile. It insists that it will only accept the dam construction after these new studies approve its existence. Koleto Njoi for Press TV in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.